Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, March 8th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I did do it.
And did you find it to be a worthy Friday foe?
I would say yes.
Okay.
What about you?
I would say it was almost impossible. That bottom left corner just about did me in.
Yes, I had a lot of trouble down there, too.
The top left corner also was troublesome, but the bottom left, I was like, I'm not going to get this. And then somehow I saw one word, and it gave me what I needed. This was themeless.
Yes.
So.
But it had some extremely long and interesting answers.
Well, I appreciated the fact there were two long, really, I mean, 15 square answers. One down.
Three?
Mm-hmm. There's a third?
There's one down, and there was 10 down, and then there was 31 across.
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
All of those weren't as bad as they could have been. So, for example, one down, want to tell me more? I had enough to realize it was starting with C-A-R, so I thought, and it turned out to be care to elaborate.
Yes.
That one, I didn't have too much trouble with. I'm like, okay, so they sort of gave me this spine in that area, and then 10 down, hunger hyperbole, I could eat a horse.
Yes.
That's a pretty common phrase.
Yes,
Even among vegetarians. And 31 across, this was a little bit more sort of pushing it. Things going beyond your control, question mark, self-driving cars.
That's right.
So I thought that those, it was sort of nice that those weren't quite as difficult as they might have been.
Except I got care to elaborate pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could not get anything to work with the elaborate part.
Yes.
I thought, well, gee, maybe that's not right. So I took it out, then I put it back in, I took it out, but it was correct. Care, I mean, it's like, what else would you put? Care to
yes.
Tell me more?
Well,
that's not very a common phrase.
See, I figured out that the L of elaborate was correct because that crossed with self-driving cars, and I'm like, that's definitely right.
Well, I had the A, too, which was 35 across, which was big name in construction equipment. And it had to be CAT.
Boy, I could
Caterpillar.
I could not think of that. I started inventing companies. I'm not sure if you're familiar with HAF, H-A-F.
No.
Well, that's because it doesn't exist. But but I had it there.
HAF construction. I'm sorry, that just doesn't sound good. HAF construction.
They sort of give up halfway through the job. And they'll be like, we'll come back next Tuesday. But you see, the reason I had the F there was 24 down was steel. And at first I had riff, like if you did a riff off of something, I thought, sort of a little bit like stealing. And then I had rife, which didn't make any sense. It turned out to be lift.
Yes.
For steel.
Uh-huh.
It's a Friday crossword, so I guess we can tolerate that.
I had loot.
Oh, that's much better.
L-O-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work.
I mean, just to give listeners an idea of the difficulty here, 27 across, welcome blank, or no, it's just welcome, and the answer was see in. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I mean, you see someone out, you can see them in, but that's definitely, you know, you can feel the difficulty level rising as we get towards Friday here.
Oh, I didn't think that was so hard, but I thought like 43 across, pill bug or wood louse. Isopod.
Yes.
And the one below it, blank, water blank, mammal dubbed cheetah of the wetlands for its speed and stealth. And the answer was shrew.
Yep.
I've never thought of a shrew as being speedy.
I don't really know.
Or like a cheetah.
Yeah, I don't know how I got that to solve. Because 39 down was nearing. I could not come up with the word toward, which is the answer.
Uh-huh.
And so once I, and then 42 down, world leader associated with the justicalism. No, it's probably more like justicialism.
Justicialism.
Justicialism, thank you, movement. And that was Perron.
Yes.
Perron. And a clue that we've definitely seen multiple times, nonstop, the answer was on end, but I forgot that one.
I'm glad I got that one, because for 38 down, casual dining setting, I'm like, what could that be? And I thought it's rustic, you know, some sort of rustic setting would be a casual.
Yes.
But it was bistro.
Bistro.
Oh.
Well, and I got 42 or 52 across, give it a whirl. At first, I had do try, and then...
Yes, I had, I think I had do try, too.
Right, mm-hmm. because the T was in the center. Right. So mm-hmm. I had
do try. I had go try. Go try.
I might have had both go try and do try. And then somehow I sort of cleaned out that area. Listeners, sometimes if you're stuck, get rid of all the letters so your brain can look for patterns more easily. And so, and then I thought, well, there's the T there. And I thought, rotor? And
makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. They've done that before, though, where they have a clue, give it a whirl, exclamation point, and they're really looking for a noun.
Yes.
But
yes.
49 across, cameos might be seen on one. At first I thought it was going to be a stand, you know, like on a nightstand. I had no idea why that was right, but the A matched, the first A, but of the correct answer, which was Tierra.
Yes.
I guess I'm not, I mean, a cameo is like a little sort of bust in profile of someone.
Silhouette.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's on a tiara?
I guess so.
I always just thought there were like jewels on it, but I don't hang around with a lot of people who wear tiaras, so I haven't had a lot of opportunity to sort of closely inspect. But yes, that corner
might,
was...
You know, it might be a profile of a leader. It'd
be pretty funny if it was like a profile of the person wearing the tiara.
Yeah, well, like maybe Napoleon or, you know, of that era.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
So that whole corner was, for me, a major challenge. But when I got through it, I was very, very happy.
Oh, me too. Me too.
But there were other hard clues everywhere, like even one across. Cries was clamors.
Yes.
That wasn't the first thing I thought of.
No, although not at all.
The first thing I thought of for two down, history is a set of blank agreed upon remark attributed to Napoleon, and I put down lies.
Me too.
Just immediately. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's got to be lies.
Mm-hmm. So right.
I appreciated that. But a mistake I made up there, suffix with liquid. I immediately went for itty, as in liquidity.
I did too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. So listeners, you should know we solve independently, and perhaps our thought processes are somehow merging here, but no. So I, because that came to mind, and I didn't want to let go of that. And there's not that you can do with to get to clamors with an I, but, and 15 across, right underneath, or almost underneath, right underneath clamors, was the Jonas Brothers, e.g. threesome.
Yes.
For some reason, when I hear brothers, I always envision the number two.
Like the Righteous Brothers.
I guess.
Or the Everly Brothers.
Any brothers. I just think they're two
the
of them.
Smothers Brothers.
Yes.
Those are all duos.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And but here we had a threesome, and that sort of threw me off.
Yep.
Oh, and 15 down, throw for six informally. I thought it had something to do with like, you know, gambling.
Oh.
But it was TD pass.
Right.
Did you get that right away?
No, I put T downs.
Oh, so but you were thinking
like
football.
Touchdowns.
You were thinking football.
I was thinking football.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I wasn't even in that area of thought. And 23 across. I believe we've had this before. Balanced as some molecules. I wanted to go for isomer. We already had isopod, but you know, iso of course means equal. Mm-hmm. But it was apolar.
Yes, I don't remember having that before.
I think.
Oh, I mean that might have been an answer, but I don't remember. That is a clue.
I remember it as an answer because it was shocking enough to me to that I just sort of took it to heart. But let's see. A polar has appeared 9 times.
Wow.
It happened today. Mm-hmm. And then about a year ago in 2023, the first time it arose was in, well, actually it arose in 1950, February 5th of 1950, which is a Sunday. And it was clued as having no pole. And then 9 years later, because they just didn't want to use it, having no axis.
Mm.
Apolar.
Apolar.
And it's typically been, or at least recently, it's been regarded as electrically balanced or electrically neutral. Hmm. See, the fact that they left off electrical there.
Mm-hmm. But it's only been in the puzzle 9 times.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Not very common.
No, definitely not. The one above that, herb or a lead into herb. I'm sorry. Yeah, herb or a lead into herb. And the answer was pot.
Right.
Maybe it should be pronounced herb for the first one, because I guess it's relating to something growing, not Herbert.
Right.
So.
Yes, I had a lot of trouble there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of trouble everywhere. Just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some pretty challenging clues. But then there were some funny ones, too, like 30 Down, pest control brand once touted by Muhammad Ali. It was Decon. Oh, I did not know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like 26 Across Practice Squad, and it was Doctors, DRS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the answer and then eventually figured out why it was correct.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a bit.
Right.
Needle on a thread. This was brilliant. Troll.
Yes.
That was truly a work of art.
That was a great one.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
I also like 28 Down. That's what I just said. Jinx.
Yes. 25 Across was, I'm going to find 25 Across and I'll be able to tell you, a mover, but not a shaker, one hopes. Van.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yep, a lot of good clues.
Yes. I'm so embarrassed that I didn't know cat. It's like,
no.
I lived fairly close to that place at one point.
Yes, we did. To HQ. Mm-hmm. Oh, another kind of funny one was 50 Across. Things to settle. Old scores.
Yes, that was relatively easy. Nothing was easy here, but...
Mm-hmm.
And 53 Across. Flotsam once in Boston Harbor was tea chest.
That's correct.
That was also not too bad.
No.
40 Across, person of integrity. No, actually 40 Down, person of integrity was a mensch.
That's right.
I'm slowly learning that mensch really means is a positive thing and not an insult.
Right.
One day it'll really sink in. And then 40 Across, that was the UN's smallest member was Monaco. So does that mean the Vatican isn't a member of the UN?
It must not be.
Maybe they're trying to be neutral from countries or something?
I can't imagine. I don't know.
But anyway. All right. Well, I think that is it for the crossword.
Okay.
A nice bit of work by Jackson Matz.
Yeah, it was. It was a good puzzle. Hard, but fair.
Right. Mm-hmm. And next up, we have listener mail.
Ooh.
And this listener mail is from Gregory Ross, who writes, what does it really mean when you say you were natick'd in a puzzle? I have hardly ever heard either of you say that you have been stuck on a puzzle. Really? Though the other day you both mentioned that you were natick'd on that day's puzzle. That made me wonder whether admitting to be natick'd is a tacit admission that you either didn't finish the puzzle or that you had to cheat to complete it.
Oh.
I think that on occasion I've heard Jean mention that she's consulted wordplay, but I think that has usually been when she had problems with a puzzle theme. So the first thing is, when natick'd, I mean, I think we both do the same thing. We just go through the alphabet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like we've got 99% of the crossword filled, and we're doing this on the computer. We may as well check, because that's what we would do mentally anyway.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But it's, and so, I mean, I personally get stuck on puzzles all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I just sort of glare at it until it gives up its secrets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I sort of have a rule that I don't like to spend much more than an hour on a puzzle. So once I kind of hit that mark, and if I'm just really, really stumped, yeah, I'll look something up.
My limit's about 3 hours, mm-hmm. sometimes four if it's the summer. And because I don't like to give up on crosswords. I've been getting better at these crosswords as I solve them.
Oh,
so.
Me too. Because I used to almost always have to look something up on a Friday or a Saturday.
Right.
And now I will, but not very often, not nearly like I used to.
I think what happens is when there's sort of like a perfect storm of words that you just can't get.
Yes, and they all are in the same corner.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's perfect.
You just have, you know, there's just too many iterations of letters that you would have to try before you could finally figure them out.
And so. and I usually do these crosswords at night when I'm pretty tired, and so I really would like to savor them in the morning when I'm, but I don't have time to do it then. So a lot of times, you know, things, and there are occasions when I'll just sort of give up at night with a grid filled in but wrong, and I'll look in the morning and think, what was I thinking there? Since when do you spell Eve with an X or something like that? So, but getting back to that phrase about cheating, this is from an interview with Will Shortz from, I believe, 2009. And I think this may be just responding to a series of letters that people have written in. Question. My wife and I have had this argument many times, and I'm sure you've been asked many times, is it cheating to consult the dictionary or other reference sources when stumped by a crossword puzzle clue? And the person who asked this was apparently Jeff Schneerman. And the answer from Will Shortz, I've heard lots of different views on this matter. Some solvers consider any sort of help as quote-unquote cheating. Some thinks it's okay to ask a spouse for help, but not to look in a book. Others allow themselves up to 3 searches on Google. I personally don't care. In answer to this question, I always quote Will Wang, one of my predecessors at the Times. It's your puzzle. Solve it any way you want. So... All right.
Good advice.
Yes. And so I think that is it for today. We're going to treat that as the fun fact for Fun Fact Friday.
Sounds good.
Will Shortz's take on cheating. So that's it for today. The Saturday crossword will be out shortly based on I've graphed difficulty over... difficulty on the y-axis mm-hmm. and day of the week on the x-axis. I still predict that tomorrow's is going to be impossible unless they're going to try and have mercy on us. Mm-hmm. We'll find out in a little bit.
That's right.
And we'll hope you'll come back to hear us talk about it tomorrow.
Bye-bye.